was a touch of sarcasm as he said,
"The John DeBella Show."
I've known sheep that could outwit you.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
He will be at the Miller Theater this Saturday night for one show. Tickets are available through KimmelCenter.org. Ladies and gentlemen, a man who's more confident in his movie taste than he is in his sexual ability, the one and only Sam Morril. How you doing, Sam?
Yeah, that's true. I definitely, I can defend the movie taste. I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing really good. You know, I found out something about you today that I find amazing, having grown up in New York myself, that you could have been the heir to the Lohman Empire, and you chose comedy.
Oh, no, I couldn't. He retired. My grandfather retired very young. That's not true.
What, you didn't want to go into the schmata business?
I mean, that's Jews. It's really like, people are like, you know, the Jews run Hollywood, or the Jews fashion, or entertainment, whatever, comedy. These were all considered like very low-end jobs when Jews came here, you know, so that's why there's so many Jewish designers and entertainers. I think it became our thing, you know.
And then you took over the world, and no wonder why Kanye is so pissed off.
Yeah, he's not doing well financially at all. I get why he's so angry. He didn't have any success in entertainment. I get why he's so pissed at Jews. What a, the game's rigged, you're right.
Sam, you know, something I don't know about, are you single?
I'm kind of in the early stages of one now.
Of being one, or early stages of a relationship?
Early stages of a relationship.
I see. Do you have a type?
I don't know. I think my type is women who suck the will to live out of me. Usually, is who just like they say everything's fine, but it's not fine. That's my type. Uh-huh. That's like slowly building resentment and then one day snapping is what I tend to like, I guess. I know most people say blondes or brunettes. I'm trying to get really specific on you here.
Are you a romantic man?
I guess it depends who you ask. The most recent one says no. I think I'm decent, but I guess not. Uh-huh. She's like, yeah, you're really not romantic. And I'm like, well, you know. You know what the problem is, this girl I'm dating now is she doesn't live in New York. She's going to move here. Not for me, thank God. That's too much pressure. But, you know, I decided to recommend the show. She was like, what's a good show to watch? I was like, going like the classic shows that she hasn't seen. And she's never seen Mad Men. So I said, watch Mad Men. It's a great show.
Yeah, great
and
show.
And I think I'm just recommending one of the classic shows of all time to her. Not realizing that that show was not, it's not meant to be binged by a woman. You just slowly begin to hate men. So I'm just being like, he's having sex with another woman behind his wife's back? And I'm like, oh yeah, you're supposed to have like a week between these episodes to calm down. I think you're not supposed to binge just hating men.
Are you a flowers sort of man? Are you like a dinner guy? I mean, you know, what is your style?
Yeah, I mean, you got to eat. Yeah, I'll do dinner. Sure. I like a good dinner. I like going out for a nice cocktail or a good meal. Problem is you want to blow that wad too early, right? Like, if you do that really early on, then they kind of expect that. Like, we're doing dinner. Because, you know, look, it's no secret. You know, you sleep with a guy. Sometimes the romance goes out the window. But I think flowers is a time and a place. Someone in the family died or, you know, I messed up. I'm not usually a random flower guy, I would say.
Yeah, see, that was my mistake. I did exactly what you said you shouldn't do. I did it all up front.
Yeah, it's funny. Flowers, for women, I guess it puts them in a good mood. It's like, it's just like, I care. But it's like, you know, women really like is when you waste money. That is like, I mean, clearly it's a huge waste of money. But they're like, you got me something that's going to die soon. I'm like, yeah, I guess.
Look, it's been a long time since I've been single, so pardon me for asking these questions. But did you ever try dating sites? Did that ever work for you?
Of course, yeah. Of course. Yeah, you have to do them. I mean, people, I have friends who are like, oh, that's not what I do. I'm old-fashioned. I like to meet women at the bars or whatever. But, I mean, really, I don't have time. What are you just going to go out and you almost look like a crazy person. I have friends who would, like, go up to women in the street and talk to them. You look like a serial killer doing that now. I mean, it's a completely insane thing to just walk up to someone and be like, how are you? And they're just like, please leave me alone. That person's on their phone, by the way, on a dating app. So they're like, what are you doing talking. You seem like a stalker. So, no, I think the apps are kind of necessary for this generation because that's how you communicate. That's how you build up some sort of communication, I think. You have to, like, earn the trust before you meet now. It's like that's like a whole step.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't even know how to deal with it. We used to have an intern who every day, he would be sitting there during the show and be swipe right, swipe left, swipe right, and I go, okay, that one. And then the next day he came in and he went, yes, left with a swipe right, swipe left. And it was like day after day after day. I said, I could have never pulled that off even if I had it.
The kid was killing it. I know exactly what you're talking about. The kid was killing it.
It's tough because people Google me. And so that's always like, that could work to my advantage or it could hurt. You never know it.
Yeah.
By the way, for some reason, I'm listed. You mentioned the Lohman thing. For some reason, I'm also listed as 5'10 on Google. I'm 6'3. I get like a pleasant like, oh, you're taller than I thought.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I should put my penis as like 2 inches just to surprise by that. They're like, oh my God, this is way bigger than 2 inches. I should really play into that. Being Google before date, like, I don't really do it. I mean, I'll check Instagram sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, like, oh, is she in the business or something? I don't know. But Googling is definitely like a woman's move. Like, does he seem decent? I don't know.
Have you ever looked up your financial worth online?
No, because I'm sure it's going to be like insanely inflated, right?
Well, according to what I have seen, I'm worth somewhere around $51 million.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
$51
wow.
million, right?
Yeah, I don't know
where the 50 went.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. Here's another thing that bugs me, and I'm not saying that, like, you know, all Jews should be played by Jews. I understand mm-hmm. there's acting. But I feel like for whatever reason, like, they're never played by Jews anymore. It's like, you know, Joan Rivers, not a Jew. Rachel Brosnahan is not Jewish in this show. And it's just like, hey, you know, there's a lot of good Jewish actors out there. We're not, you know, we are entertainers. So I'm curious, why is it never a Jew?
I don't know, but I wouldn't start complaining about this.
I mean, maybe you don't know a lot of Jews. That's kind of what we do.
Me not knowing a lot of Jews? Most people think I am Jewish. That's how many Jews I know.
That's the new I have a black friend. Most people think I am. Most people think I am, actually. It's crazy.
Now, a very important question. I'm not exactly sure how ticket sales are going, but I did see your ad online, and I need to know, is the dog still alive?
Which dog?
The in your promo.
The promo for Philly, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes. Wow, how did I catch that? He is alive, but he's hanging by a thread. I don't know if you got a good look at that dog, but he is. It's a she, actually. It shows how good I am with animals. She is hanging on by a thread.
Is she a Frenchie or is she a pug?
Pug.
Pug? Okay. I love pugs. They look like they ran into a wall.
Yeah, they're cute dogs. They're so ugly that they're kind of cute.
Right.
You know?
Right, right.
They look like old Jewish women.
And on that note, for all you old Jewish women, right, this is Sam Morril. He will be at the Miller Theater this coming Saturday night. Tickets are available through KimmelCenter.org. And if you don't buy them, the dog dies.
It's true.
Sam, thank you so much. You have yourself a great day.
Thanks for having me, guys.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.